I want to ask you about NSABP B40, the new neoadjuvant study. To me, that's one of the most exciting trials going on in clinical research. Is that actually up and running at this point?
Yes, it's open and running. I don't know if we have accrued any patient yet, but it's all in the sites and going through the IRB approval and so forth.
And that thing has really had a long and interesting history in its development. Can you talk about what the design is, the rationale, and what your thoughts are about
it? Sure. This trial originally started, as I remember now, many years ago. The initial design was actually to do a 3x2 factorial study to take the backbone of AC followed by docetaxel, which we use in the B27 study, doubling the pathologic response, and then to add new chemotherapy drugs to that backbone. So we had a design of AC followed by Taxotere versus AC followed by Taxotere plus capecitabine based on the metastatic data, and also AC followed by docetaxel gemcitabine. And we also wanted initially to do it as a 3x2 where we would reverse the sequence, that we do first the taxane or first the AC, and maybe even do a core biopsy in the middle to see what kind of pathologic response we may expect with the taxane-based regimen. However, this had a long gestational period that we decided to drop the 3x2 design and go with a straight 3-arm trial. And as this was sort of being developed, obviously we were aware of the data with bevacizumab in the metastatic setting from ECOG 2100. So we decided that this would be a perfect setting to evaluate bevacizumab as neoadjuvant therapy. And as the trial currently stands, this is the 3x2 factorial trial with the same chemotherapy regimens as I mentioned before, with or without bevacizumab. However, we made another change as well, and that change was to reverse the sequence and give the taxane first, followed by the AC. And the reason for that was that we want to give bevacizumab with the taxane and AC-based regimen, but because of the issue of not wanting to give bevacizumab right before surgery, we decided to give 6 cycles of bevacizumab, where it will be given with all 4 cycles of the taxane and 2 cycles of the AC, and there will be a gap of about 6 weeks or 8 weeks before the patient goes to surgery, given some of the wound healing problems that we have seen in previous trials. So since we had to give a gap, we wanted to at least get the bevacizumab with all the taxane-based therapy, because that's how they evaluated in 2100. So as it currently stands, we start with the Taxotere, Taxotere capecitabine, or Taxotere gemcitabine, followed by AC, and we give bevacizumab with the first 4 cycles, all cycles of Taxotere-based regimen, and 2 cycles of the AC. After surgery, and of course the endpoint of the trial, the primary endpoint is pathologic complete response, after surgery, patients randomized to bevacizumab will continue on bevacizumab for a total of 1 year. Just to be on the same page, so to speak, as the future adjuvant trials that will be led by ECOG, of which one of the arms will have at least 1 year of bevacizumab.
And, of course, this is for patients with HER2-negative tumors.
Yes, this is for patients with HER2-negative tumors because, as you know, now we essentially have separated the treatment of those patients, and, in fact, we'll be looking at another question in the neoadjuvant setting for those patients with HER2-positive disease.